אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד
We are reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 6, part 16, page 2070, item the three worlds, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, in the questions and answers, question 204. What is the ascent of the light from half of Tiferet and below? Again, what is the ascent of the light from half of Tiferet and below? You see, in practice, the second restriction happened only in the Partsuf of Nekudot of Sag of Ak, clothed inside the Partsuf of Tanhi of Ak, from its Tabu and below. And in it, the concluding Malchut of this world ascended to the point of Chazeh and extracted the vessels from Chazeh and below to a vacant space. And they became the place for Bia. And everything that was renewed with the second restriction begin only from the Tabu of Ak and below. Because every diminution begins to rule or to control only from the place of its elicitation and below, and nothing above it. Although the zivug, the coupling, to bring out the 10 sefirot of Nekudim according to the ways of second restriction, had to come out in its upper, which is the general partsuf of Sag of Ak, including the Teamim and Nekudot together. And you find it beginning in the Pe of Ab of Ak and ending in the point of this world, equal with the inner the Partsuf of the inner Ak. Accordingly, the ascension of the concluding Malchut to the half of Tiferet, which is half of Bina de Gufa, and in it you find that the entire place from Tabu and below of the entire Partsuf of Sag, that includes Teamim and Nekudot together, became a vacant space because of the ascent of the lower Hay in the half Bina of Gufa, which is half of Tiferet of Sag of Ak. And you find that the light that was in this place from Tabu and below, Tabu of Ak and below, until the Siyum of the Raglaim on this world, he had to depart completely from there and rise upwards above Tabu of Ak. And accordingly, similarly, Malchut that mates, that was in the Pe of Sag of Ak, rose to the place of the Nikve Enayim of Sag of Ak, and there came out a Zivug, a coupling for the sake of the lower one, which are the ten sefirot of Nekudim. Although, even though those changes happened in Sag of Ak, they are not considered in it actual changes, but only raising of man in order to emanate to its lower one. But with respect to itself, there is no change, because the upper one is not impressed by all the diminutions or restrictions in the lower one. And this is the change that happened in it, because this is the light of the Sag of the general Ak that would expand from the Tabu of the inner Ak until the Siyum or Glaim that went up from as a result of the ascent of the concluding Malchut as man, and it remained so, meaning because there in Tabu the Bchinat of the Siyum of Sag of Ak was established, since it was even before its Te'amim, and again did not descend again to the Siyum Raglin. And the reason is because from Tabu and below is a place of Nekudot of Sag that connected entirely with the Malchut of Ak. Therefore, this place from Tabu and below was designated to the degrees of the second restriction, both in the Tanhi of the inner Ak, where this restriction is mainly found, called Ma and Bon of Ak, and also in the Ten Sefirot of Nekudim that clothed the Ma and Bon on the outside. But above the Tabu of this inner Ak, where the Atzmut, the essence of Partsuf of Sagavak, is there is no restriction, nothing of the second restriction there. And it is known that there is no diminution and no blemish in the lights, but only in the vessels. And therefore, the light of from Tabu and below that was not diminished, but rather went above Tabu of Ak, and it ends there, because it cannot come down to the vessels that were restricted by the second restriction. He says, and everything that was renewed from second restriction begins from Tabu of Ak and below. We understand this more or less, but he starts to complicate it, because everything is from the place of its solicitation and below, and nothing above it.
Sure, from the root, from where it emerges, from where it appears. From that place onwards, there's its influence exists, but how can it be that it will influence what's before? Until you came into the world, everything was fine. You were born, you came into the world, and then this a mess started happening.
I don't understand when he says, I don't know, because every restriction begins to control from the place of its solicitation below, not above.
Below means that, sure, how can it be that it will influence what happened before? Can a grandson influence grandmother?
Of course, no?
No. She helps him, but it's not that. You can't influence what happened before, because there is a process of evolution. How can you do that? Everything happens through cause and effect, from beginning to end. You can say the end result is in the initial thought, that everything was already pre-calculated, but that's beyond what we learn. That has to do with the upper force, which is above the process. Next. That's it? Yes.
Where did the lights that were restricted ascend to?
They rise to the Pe of Osho El Galta, the Malchut of Ensof. That's what it means, that they rise.
But are there vessels up there that fit them?
Sure, from where they emerge, then they rise back there. If there are no vessels that reveal them, then the lights only stay in the vessels that reveal them. That's the meaning of it. It isn't like what you think, that the light existed on degree number 10, then went to degree number 11, then materialized there, something happened there. Now degree 11 was canceled, the light has to go back to degree number 10, and degree number 10 has to be now thicker, because it receives the light that was that came out. No, there's no such thing. Each and every light is in a degree that matches its qualities. We're only talking about what does it mean going up and down? It's going back to its root, but it's not that there is a surplus of light, that the light from degree number 11 goes into degree 10. Where are the vessels to receive it? Of course, there are vessels there, because the upper light includes all of the lower ones. They're not even considered anything compared to it, because the upper degree includes all of the lower degrees, and without any problem until the final correction. It's like that. Okay, yeah, who was there besides you? And you? All right, you.
If the change is entirely below the tabu, as it says it's in the lower one, how come the place of the zivug has to change from the peh to nikve naim?
Because it's the collaboration of malchut and bina.
This collaboration happens, but what does have to happen above as well?
No, the change above is only with respect to below. It's not for the potzuf itself. It is sag that dresses into these changes in order to save the nekudot of sag, the world of nekudim, the world of Atzilut. It doesn't influence himself at all.
What does it mean that it's clothed in these changes?
That he makes the Patsufim, the Zivugim, in the external Patsufim.
But what does it have to do from a different place?
Based on the demand or the ability to bestow, because they can't do more. If the kid can only take half a cup of porridge, of oatmeal, then a mother does it, even though she doesn't need it for herself.
Mother has a certain intellect, a brain
here,
in some other place.
Here it's Leshimot and the force.
Yeah, I'm asking why does Zivuk change from the Pe to Nikveinaim?
Because that's the kind of oatmeal that the child needs. An oatmeal and not steak, not a steak.
But the decision is in the same place in Ima, no?
Sure, it's the mother, but not in the same place, in the Nikveinaim of Ima.
There's no example for that in corporeality?
Nikveinaim means not in her vessels of reception, but only in her vessels of bestowal.
We keep saying that the lights are defined by the vessels. There's no lights in and of themselves.
Well, continue, right? Then I'll understand.
He's writing something that I never understand. And it is known that there's no restriction and blemish in the lights, but only in the vessels.
Right. Is that not clear?
It's not clear. What does it mean?
The light is at complete rest. The more vessels appear in different ways and forms, the light fills them according to the quality of the vessels.
So if there's a restriction in the vessels,
then accordingly there will be a reduction in the light that appears in them.
So it is known there's no reduction and blemish in the lights, but only the vessels. Therefore, the light of from Tabu and below was not reduced, but rose above Tabu of Ak, and it ends there, because it could not come down to the vessels.
Because there are no vessels to receive it, then it stays above the Tabu. The lights are at complete rests altogether. The whole thing is the vessels. We're talking about the change of the vessels as if the light changes.
It's still not clear. How can you define that the light?
How does it rise above the
Tabu? It's not blemished.
How will you say it differently?
That if the light cannot receive the lights,
yes,
from the point of view of the vessel, the lights are also flawed because there's no lights. They disappeared.
What influences the light coming out?
Maybe it doesn't.
How does it not? It does. He wanted to fulfill the lower one, but the lower one restricted. Then accordingly, the upper one as if is damaged in his action.
So light is from the side of the upper one, the lower one. What is the light here if there's no vessel to fill it?
The light is now in the kli from which it emerged. If the kli restricted, the light comes back above and is in the upper one. And you're asking, how can there be movement in the light? That's what we explain. That's what we say. Is there a movement when you have a series of lamps that turn on the light one after each other, like that? So the electricity moves from one to the other. We just explain that.
No, but with this example, if the light is not...
You have vessels, each of which discovers the light, and in the relationship between the vessels, when you observe them from outside, you say there is a movement of light, but there is no movement of light. This receives, that this one doesn't receive, this one that this one receives, the other one doesn't receive. The relationship between them gives you a feeling that the light goes through. Mister, what can we do? This is life. Right, Ran? You agree. You don't understand, but you agree. Yes.
He writes here that the light went up from Tabo and above, because it cannot come down to the vessels that were restricted by the second restriction. But there's a restriction in the middle, not on everything from Tabo and below.
He needs to rise to his degree. The lights rise to there source if there are no vessels that can receive them.
But second restriction is everything on Tabor and below?
It doesn't matter.
So what's the principle?
That the light goes back to its source.
So what's the difference between the first and second restriction?
In first restriction, the malchut is restricted. She says, I cannot receive in order to receive, right? And then the malchut says, I don't receive in order to bestow. The malchut of the first restriction is restricted again. And it says, I don't receive anything because I cannot receive in order to bestow.
But there's an area below Tabor that can receive the light, right?
The light of Chassadim, please.
So he speaks of light of Chokhmah?
Restriction. The restriction is towards the light of Chokhmah. There's no restriction over Chassadim. Light of Chassadim is not a pleasure. It's not felt in the vessels of reception as pleasure. When does it feel as pleasure? When you will acquire vessels of bestowal, then being the bestower will be a pleasure for you. But as we said before, this is in vessels of the greatness of the Upper One, as we said in the previous lesson. Okay, what's there? I let them ask. Is there someone else? What America?
North America.
North America. Okay, fine.
North America.
North America.
North America.
No.
Well, no one there wants to ask.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No, I did have a question, but it was about the previous lesson. So I don't think it's contained to this lesson right now.
All right, so we'll let that go. Then let's give Jerusalem. They are poorly in exile.
The light that appears to us appears only as a vessel.
The light that is revealed, what? Revealed as a kli? How can such a thing be? I don't know. There are lights that we take into account as vessels, but not in this case. There's a light and there's a kli. Let's talk about it in a healthy way. What are you asking?
When the light will be revealed to us, will we feel it as a vessel?
I don't know about such a thing.
A greater desire?
No. This and that are separate. There can be a different influence of the light from one end to the other, but light is not a kli. I'm asking you not to theorize things. Yes. The question was, as vessels, can we understand lights? The light means a certain impression of the desire. A certain impression of the desire is called light, period. So don't go away from the precise definitions. You can read them on tests where it is. There's also the dictionary, the glossary there. So don't be a Jerusalem Kabbalist.
Good morning, Rav, World Kli. I have this question. When we speak of the light, is absolute rest. Can we explain this example also with respect to electricity, which is also in absolute rest, but we require certain conditions to reveal it, but the light, like electricity, is in absolute rest out of the example you gave to Gilad?
ask, you know, as if you understand what electricity is. The potential is of electricity is everywhere. Tesla actually wanted to reveal all those things. There is the vector pointing that goes next to wires. But why do we need this? Well, what's clear to everyone is what we should explain. Everything we see in our world are such phenomena that we think everything's moving, we think, yeah, all of it really is revelation of the different vessels in different states, different discernments. And that's why it seems to us as motion. But there is no motion. It's just different lamps that turn on and off in different places. And that's it. And then it seems to us like the world is moving and shifting and shape-shifting, but there is nothing.
What is the system of relationships between the parts of Nekudot of Sag and Tanhi of Ak?
Nekudot of Sag clothe on Nehi of Ak and want to complete them with the light of Chasadim. They feel like they can cover them with the light of Chasadim, because the light of Chasadim of Nehi of Ak comes from rejection, because it doesn't want to receive anything. Therefore, this place is empty. There's an illumination of Chasadim there. I settle for not having anything, but it's vessels of reception. I don't want to receive anything, so there's a certain satisfaction there with the light of Chasadim. The Nekudot of Sag that come and shine, they add to there, in the Nehi of Ak, vessels of bestowal and lights of bestowal. And so the second restriction then happens.
And after the second restriction, what is the relationship? What do they give them?
They are found together as one. There are quite complex actions there.
And until the end of correction, Nekudot of Sag will not pass the Chokhmah to them? Until the end of correction?
Nekudot of Sag, communicate everything that passes through them, from the broken vessels to the Gal of Atzilut, and all of this system that is from Gal of Atzilut participate all the way to En Sof, participates in the correction, including Nekudot of Sag, of course, which is with the above the worlds of Abia. Sag is the second restriction, is the general mother of everything, and everything comes from Sag, all the upper worlds and everything.
What needs to happen for Tanhi of Ak to receive Chokhmah?
Tanhi de Ak will receive Chokhmah only when the world of Bia will rise to the world of Atzilut, become corrected there in full, and then there will be a Chap of descent, and then the corrected Bia in its place will fill up the whole Potsuf of Gilgalta. And then everyone rises to En Sof. And then in En Sof, Bchinat Dalet of En Sof, this whole great Zivug of En Sof will happen in circles, literally. And then the world will return from Partsufim to Igulim, just from line to circles. But when it comes back to the circle, it will come from the wholeness of the lines, that all the lines became borderless. That means they become circles.
And we'll go to the next part of the lesson, and we'll sing a song.
אם אתה מקשיב את הפאסל כבר מרכיב והמילים חודרות עמוק בפנים וזה גדל בלב משמחה ומכאב יוצא למסע לא מתעכב קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית אם אתה מרגיש מעצמך לתת והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטט נחלים בחזומים של אהבה בעורקים פתאום השחר מתעורר קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית